Support for the following podcast is provided by the User Experience Specialists at Johns & Taylor. More information follows this episode.
How would your work change if all your outstanding tasks showed up in one simple place? I'm Joe Taylor Jr. This is Search and Replace. Keeping track of all your work is tough enough when you've only got one boss. Marianne D'Alessandro has dozens. She's a virtual assistant, a job that's all about helping people be more productive.
Most of my clients are solopreneurs, and so they are running their business on their own, and they like to focus mainly on their business growth. So what I do is I'm virtually an executive assistant for them, or a secretary, as we were called in olden days. And I would support them on a lot of the administrative tasks that you need to do in your business. So we might decide on if it's a social media that needs to be posted at certain times. I might create their newsletters for them or schedule them to go out. I might update their database for them, do some invoicing if needed. All those little tasks that you do as a small business owner are the pieces that I can jump in and help look after so that my clients can focus on their clients and growing their business.
So over time, as Marianne's practice grows, she finds herself having to keep track of lots of routine tasks and special requests for all of her clients. It's a lot to manage.
So I used various to-do lists. I used some apps. I tried lists in OneNote. I had paper lists. I would send myself emails, just a whole bunch of different things. I would try to plug things into my calendar with the deadline dates, but I found everything was all over the place. And I didn't have one streamlined system to keep all the information together.
Fortunately for Marianne, she found that streamlined tool.
The tool is Trello. And I love Trello for tracking work and deadlines, or tasks and deadlines that need to be done. And also just tracking little bits of notes that I collect about different clients or different projects that I'm working on. And I use it as well for my own planning for my business. So I'm a virtual assistant and I have multiple clients, and it helps me plug in all of their data for the work that they require done with their deadlines. And it also helps me to plan where I have space and where I want to grow my business. I can work for one client or three or four in a day, depending on what the deadlines are, what the tasks are. So I like to batch my tasks. So if I'm doing social media for my clients, I like to batch them into one day where I'll look after their posts for the week. Or I might jump around and have calls with a couple of clients and then finish up a few last minute things that they need done before I move on to new work that needs to be completed for them.
Trello has a free forever version, and you can pay monthly to activate more storage, more boards, and other additional features. But there's one thing about Trello Marianne likes the most.
It keeps me accountable. You know, you look at a piece of software, an app, and you say, how can that keep you accountable? You actually have to do the work. And yes, I do have to do the work, which is the accountability part. But because all the information is together and I can put due dates in there and I can have those reminders emailed to me, it keeps all of my stuff organized and it makes it easy for me to make sure I hit all of the deadlines and be able to reschedule that when I need to, or move things around. Keeps everything in one place compact. So I can get it on my laptop, I can get it on my phone, I can get it on my tablet, and I can get it wherever I am. I just log into my Trello account wherever I am and say, let me look that up for you.
Marianne's got some advice for you if you're facing task management overwhelm.
I would say that if somebody is really feeling that they just cannot keep up with all of the information that's coming to them, to look for an app like Trello or one that they know that they will use effectively, and to start off small. Just take one small project, put it on a Trello board, and start working with it. And I've done this with people I know where I've encouraged them to do it. And once they've got a project on there and they start seeing the benefits and visualizing it, they're really anxious to get more projects and boards set up in Trello because it is that one-stop shop for all the information.
That's virtual assistant Marianne D'Alessandro. We've got links to her practice and to Trello's free service in the show notes and on our website at searchandreplace.show. Also in today's show notes, Trello's not the only game in town, so we're linking to a rundown of 7 popular project management tools, including Basecamp, the tool that we use to keep this show rolling every week, and some newer upstarts like Asana and Casual. We've also got a warning from psychologists who remind us that we're humans, not computers. We're not capable of multitasking, no matter what anybody tells you. We maybe can switch between tasks quickly, but at a cost. So, whatever task management system you're using should help encourage you to achieve focus and flow, and not just let you throw a bunch of stuff up in the air. Of course, if you do decide to go all in with Trello, recognize that it's a very simple and a very powerful tool. You might not realize how far you can go with it, so we're linking to an explainer from professional organizer Mia Danielle. Mia walks us through how to optimize Trello and how to make sure your personality shines through so that if you've ever worried that an online task manager is going to stifle your creativity, Mia's got some evidence to the contrary. That's all over on our website at searchandreplace.show. Search and Replace was produced by Nicole Hubbard with support from Christine Benton, Connie Evans, Amelia Lohman, April Smith, and executive producer Lori Taylor. Our theme music was composed by Alex Refire. I'm Joe Taylor Jr.
This has been a Podcast Taxi Radio production. Support for Search and Replace is provided by Johns & Taylor, user experience specialists serving media and technology companies that want their websites to work. Learn more about how top-performing businesses eliminate barriers between customers and their goals at www.makethewebsiteworkforme.com.